It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the Only the Challenge podcast. My name is Jake Shadell. Each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
Jake, it's the most wonderful time of the year. The countdown has begun.
Mm-hmm.
We are on day 13 of the 12 days of Jake turning 30.
Great. I can't wait
to celebrate. Start the countdown, everybody. Let's go.
Lucky number 13.
Yeah.
Now I become lucky number
30. Lordy, look who's Thordy.
It's me. I'll be Thordy soon. In less than 2 weeks. Can you even believe it? You know what I've got planned for my birthday this year, Thomas?
I don't know. Are you going to die? Because you're so old.
Yeah, I'm going to die of old age by 30th.
You're going to pass away. You're going to pass away in your sleep.
Yeah. It'll be 12:01 on March 20th, 2021. Yeah. Ooh, almost forgot what year it was. Almost said my own real birthday. Yeah, I feel like 30 is the right age to die.
Yeah.
Like, who needs more than that?
What else do you have to look forward to?
Like, I figured it all out. I recognize where I made my mistakes throughout my life. And the rest is, I don't know, honestly, it seems too easy.
Yeah. I mean, I won't have to deal with that until 5 months from now, which is basically forever. So I'm pretty much immortal the way I look at it.
Man, the days of 5 months ago, I was so young then.
Were we ever so young, Jake?
We were indeed. 29 and a half. Man, I wish. The diapers we wore and the Goo Goo Gagas. But now I'm old. Now I'm an elderly man. Two weeks from 30.
Jake, I'm more of a... Do you think anyone's made this joke before? I'm more of a Lady Goo Goo fan.
Yeah, I think that's the first time anybody's made that joke.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a really good character. Can you give me... what does Lady Goo Goo sound like, Thomas, since you're such a big fan?
I'm going to say it sounds... Lady Goo Goo sounds exactly like Lady Gaga, but it's, like, pitched down slightly. It's either up or down. It's either up or down an octave. I haven't decided.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of...
Lady Goo Goo and Lady Gaga are actually identical, but one of them always lies, and one of them always tells the truth.
Also, one of them is also a baby. So that's something to think about. I'm just saying, if you have to, you know, decide between the two. Big hint, one of them is a baby. But which one? That's the question. Thomas, we love babies here on Did You Watch Survivor Last Night, and the best place to find babies is The Challenge. Thomas, did you watch The Challenge Double Agents last night?
Jake, I sure did. I saw that you saw it today. Heading into turning 30, I'm hitting my midlife crisis, so I got a bunch of Kyle tattoos.
Oh,
did you,
nice.
Did you like my Kyle rebrand?
Yeah, that was really cool. You looked really cool.
Me looking like MGK.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like a cool look. What's wrong with facial tattoos ever?
Look, I'm a skinny, pale, tall, white guy.
Mm-hmm.
My only option is to get a bunch of tattoos. The only thing... And look, MGK's dating Megan Fox, so look, I'm just trying to get in on that.
Hey, maybe you'll end up with Gabby, huh?
Hey!
Well, first you gotta kill Fessy.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. It's like Gemini Man.
I am actually Kyle's wearing turtlenecks all the time. I basically would be Kyle if I had a British accent and a bunch of tattoos.
Well, actually Kyle is kind of more like me because I am also a tall, skinny white man. And Kyle also has diabetes, which I have too.
You're right. I do need to work on that.
You should probably work on getting diabetes.
That's the next addition. I'm gonna wreck my pancreas.
You just gotta eat a lot of cupcakes. That's how you do it. That's how I did it when I was 6 years old. And I would say a good move. Me and Kyle made the right decision.
That's how you got type 1 diabetes. It's like, man, I can't believe that we have people like you straining our health system just because they wouldn't stop, because they would only eat cupcakes from the age of 3 to 6.
But Thomas, the thing is, it's so delicious. I love me some cupcakes.
Wouldn't it, That would be so good to, like, have somebody, you know, you're in public, they're only, or you're at, like, a friend's house, and you brought your own cupcakes because they won't eat the food there, and you're like, they're such picky eaters at this age.
Everybody's trying to get diabetes at this age.
I'm hoping he grows out of it, you know?
No. Unfortunately, you don't grow out of diabetes. So send that, text your Congress people. You don't grow out of diabetes. Thomas, this week's episode was called Tinker Tailor Bunny Spy. What do you think of that episode title?
I liked it. You know, it's a reference to a spy thing that I like. So yeah, I'm into it.
They spelled Taylor with an E rather than an O. Is that anything? Was that a reference to something I didn't understand?
Yeah, or I kind of wonder that too. Is anyone's last name Taylor? Is that what the T in Big T stands for?
No, Thomas, come on. You know
what is that what the T in CT stands for?
Yes, the C in CT stands for Taylor. I don't know. I want to say it's just a typo. Because what else could that be? It's not a name. maybe we're missing something. Write us at twitter.com. Then we start off at the crater.
Yeah, it's Chris Tamborello, so it's definitely not that.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't know CT's name off the top of your head. Chris Tamborello. Do you know Johnny Banana's real name?
Jonathan Bananas.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. So the security breach is, in fact, a double elimination. So CT then just asks Devin who he wants to go up and face, and Devin picks Darrell. And then Josh is the second person voted down by the House, and he has to face off against CT, which is great. I'm glad that happened. I'm happy to see CT take out Josh. That's fun. I've been wanting to see it since day one. Then they have to go do the same thing that Cam and Ashley did, but they have to do a puzzle. Devin calls the challenge at this point the world's number one game. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hard-pressed to disagree.
Like, what else? Is it basketball? I don't think so.
Yeah.
They didn't even do March Madness last year because of coronavirus. But you know what the challenge did?
Double agents. They didn't do it because they decided to pack it in because they were too threatened.
Mm-hmm. By the challenge on MTV. So Darrell beats Devin and CT beats Josh. The old guards aren't giving up just yet.
It's a bummer to see Devin lose that because he should have won. Like, that's one that he actually could have beaten Darrell at.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, I mean, honestly, like, seeing Devin... Like, Devin wasn't going to win the final. And, like, I don't know. It's enjoyable to see. I thought the resulting stuff we got out of Devin losing was entertaining. So, like,
mm-hmm.
It was nice. I'll miss him, but I think he got the send-off he deserves.
Yeah. I would have really loved to see it because, you know, people always put Darrell up there with Jonathan Bananas and Wes. Do you know Wes's full name?
Weston, right?
Mm-hmm. You actually got that one right.
I actually did know that.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good name. So he's beat Wes, he's beat Johnny. So if Devin also beat Darrell, has he beat CT? I don't know if he's beaten CT yet, but that's Devin's new thing.
He would only be able to beat CT in, like, this kind of challenge.
Well, what if they have to throw balls at a wall, though, Thomas? You forget.
That's a great
Some
point.
People aren't good at that. I really liked when when Leroy was like, which one of you wants it more? And Devin just looks at him and goes, I think we both want it. That was pretty good. CT then beats Josh. We saw it coming from a mile away. We also saw it coming from a mile away when he stole Cam. And honestly, I think he was quite rude about it. The way he went about that, quite rude of CT.
Yeah, probably not the way that I would have done it.
No, probably not. Probably not good. How would you have gone about ditching Big T for Cam?
I think I would have said, you know, this is a really tough decision for me because, you know, Big T was there to really mm-hmm. support my game after Ashley went out early and, you know... We obviously just won a challenge, so I think she has, you know, has turned into a real player in this game, but I'm trying to win, so I'm going to take Cam.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is not what happened. Instead, he just screamed for Cam, and it was humiliating for Big T. Then Darrell,
he was very excited. He seemed like he couldn't. He seemed like he couldn't be more excited to be ditching Big T, which sucks. It's bad.
It's bad.
It retroactively poisons many of the wholesome moments that we received from those two.
After this long edit of CT's a good not good a good guy now, years and years of them trying to rehabilitate CT, and now he's the biggest villain once again.
Like, yeah, well, and I, you know, I mean, I think that's more who he is, because he only played the good guy with Big T until he, you know, he didn't have a chance to switch until just now. So
mm-hmm.
as soon as he had the opportunity, he went back to his old ways. Sad to see.
Rude. CT.
Also the wrong person to do it to, because Big T is a very good social player, and she will absolutely ruin you.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I did like that she was saying, I am the ultimate grudge holder or something like that. And she's like, even in future seasons, I will still vote him in. It's good. You love to see a multi-season arc. Darrell stays with Amber B. Kyle gets back with Nani, which I think you can agree with me when I say fine. Like, whatever. It's no Cam and Kyle. Cam and Nani's a fine team. Corey goes with Gabby, which... I mean, we like both those people, so hopefully that's a good
thing.
Yeah,
but I also was like, at that point, I was basically like, well, it's been a fun run, Gabby. We'll see you later. You're not breaking that. Man. Like, if somebody's going to break that curse, it's not going to be her, unfortunately.
I mean, they're running out of time, though. Somebody's got to. And Corey still needs his skull, too. It's a lot to look at, with Corey and Gabby. Num and then Big T get together, which... You know, sounds great. Sounds like a really good
under
team.
Under different circumstances, I think this would have had the potential to be a great team, but Nam's back is fucked, so...
Yeah, unfortunately. Thomas, Nam's new partner is Big T, which means Big T is also the focus of this week's Tom's Trivia. So here we go.
Big Tom's Big Trivia.
Big Tom's Big Trivia. What season is this for Big T?
This is two, right? I think she's only been on one before this, right?
No, sir. She's been on three. This is her third.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. She was out very, very early on her first season, though. What was Big T's original show?
Wasn't it, like, Battle of the Islands or something like that?
I can't believe you got that. It was.
I think I looked into this. I was like, what show was she from?
Yeah, the show is called Shipwrecked, but I believe Battle of the Islands is the name of the season she was on, which honestly sounds like some made-up name we would give a Survivor season when one of us misspeaks.
Absolutely.
And when I say one of us, I do mean myself. Okay, so you got that one. You're one of two. That's pretty good. What is Big T's elimination record?
I mean, gotta be 0-2, right?
Mm-mm-mm. She is 0-1. Where was Big T born?
How did she get eliminated from one of the other seasons?
Well, see, this is why you gotta watch every season, so you know shit. She was medically disqualified because one time when she was drunk, she jumped over the ladder to, like, get into her bunk bed and, like, broke her toe open on a chair that was below the bed.
Poor Big T.
Yeah. It was very sad because she was, like, if that hadn't happened, this season would have been her last season. That's a bad way of phrasing that. The season she's having this season, she was on the course to have last season, but then she got eliminated really early because of that.
Aww.
So I'm really glad that she's come back this season because she's doing so good. Where was Big T born?
Fuck. She definitely said this before.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like Trinidad?
Malawi.
Malawi, okay.
Yes. What does the T in Big T stand for?
I believe it is her first name, and I don't remember what her first name is.
They've said it. They've said it quite a few times over the season. Are you just Googling it now?
Yeah, it's Tula.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'll give you the points. There are no rules established here. So, Thomas, congratulations. You finally won Tom's Trivia for a week.
Yay!
And you know, there's only a few people left on the show, so maybe, you know, you could do some research next time and win again. Just have to guess which one I pick to focus on.
I am, this week, as of this week, I am Big Tom, not Big Tom.
Yeah. And back in the house, Nani is crying over losing Josh. Kaya complains about losing Cam and then gets in an argument with CT, I guess. Did you notice during this argument that CT was eating the lunch meat directly out of the carton?
Yes, he was. It was a very Sopranos vibe there. And you know what? I'm into it. Whom among us hasn't done that?
I mean, honestly,
it would only be better if he was eating gabagool.
Oh, I love a gabagool. Nam's back is still bothering him. But then they all go on a field trip to a hot spring, which is nice. We love to see our friends having fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. Everybody just hanging out.
Yeah. Would you consider these people your friends? Your TV friends?
Yeah, they're my friends.
Yeah. Cam and Leroy are very in love. That's very nice to see. CT sends Big T champagne to apologize.
Looking like a huge creep. Yeah, with the sunglasses on.
Weird. That was a weird move, dude. You didn't need to do that. Corey talks to Big T and lifts her spirits. That's nice.
This was really nice. I appreciated him coming over and doing that.
I'm just so glad that Corey's a good guy on the show now, not like the gross, lecherous guy that he used to be.
Yeah. I think having... He settled down a little bit, yeah. You know?
Being, you know, I've always been the biggest Corey fan because he's like our friend from back home because he's also from Grand Rapids. But there were some seasons where I felt real bad rooting for Corey because I was like, you're being a gross dude. But now he's good, so we can root for Corey again and not feel bad about it. Nani at one point says that she's going to take Fessy. I can't imagine why. And then what, Anissa and Kyle? That's actually a pretty good team. That would be a good team.
Yeah, definitely. I did, we didn't really get into it with the argument between CT and Kyle, which, like, they're both, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Kyle doesn't really have a leg to stand on here, because Kyle would have done the same thing, like, and has done the same thing.
He did do the same thing.
Yeah. So he's really got nothing there, but, you know, he has a right to be mad, but, like, it's, you know, it's just somebody who plays like you. I did feel bad for Cam, though, because Cam has smartly realized, like, oh, there is no heat on us, and CT has completely fucked that up, and now yeah. I'm gonna have a target on me. So,
yep.
I feel for her. I think she is gonna ditch him the minute she has a chance.
Oh, if she goes back with Kyle after... I don't know. I don't think that anybody's gonna send her into elimination again. Because nobody wants to face her. She's the new Lola.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna get a skull, then... But I could see her, well, she wouldn't send herself in either, because she already has a skull, so, yeah, I don't know.
And there's only one women's skull left, and I think there's three women who don't have one yet, right?
Yeah, it's Big T,
Gabby,
Nani,
and Nani.
And Gabby, yeah.
Yeah, so, it's one of the three of them. Probably two of the three.
Anissa has one, right?
Yeah, I think she was the first one to get one. Or no, Natalie was the first one to get one. Okay. So then Nam goes to the hospital to get his back checked out. I'm really feeling for Nam this episode. I've been feeling for Nam, honestly, all season. But especially now. CT builds a fire to talk to Big T and then does a very bad job apologizing. This was hard to watch. It was such a good team. And then it was all a facade. CT, as Tyra Banks said, we were rooting for you, we were all rooting for you. I didn't like this. What was your reaction to them fighting, Thomas?
Just sad, you know?
Yeah. It was.
Well, it seemed like CT was in a place to, like, actually do a real apology, and then he just kind of did a self-serving one.
Yeah, he just got defensive.
I understand getting caught up in the moment. I think you just need to... I guess he doesn't totally realize, like, he hasn't fully realized why she's mad. And he apologized for the wrong thing.
But he, like, she told him time and time again why she was upset.
I don't know. I think he just can't get past his own personal shit with this. So, you know.
Yeah, it's bad. I did not like it.
It was rough. It was rough seeing, you know, Big T was in a very vulnerable place.
Yeah.
And it was very heartbreaking. And it did not help that he did not navigate that situation the way that he should have. I think they could have come out of it, you know, at least salvaging some of their friendship, and unfortunately
I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
He wasn't able to do that, and it's on him. So. Yeah.
I really liked when he started to get loud, Big T just shouting over him, "Are we talking or are we having a shouting match?" It's like, I mean, you make a really good point. Like, that's at this point they're just shouting to shout, which is always my least favorite thing on this show. Like, why are you shouting? I can't make out what either of you are saying. And this is a show about debates. And that's what I want to see.
Yeah. I love that. They need someone to moderate it.
Like a coach, like Lolo said. What if Lolo came back and was just a coach? And also they had coaches on this show now.
I would like it if they had, like, yeah, per, like designated, like...
Like managers?
Like trainers, yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool. I would like to see somebody who is not in it for the money, who is only there to support whoever they are rooting for, and then they just don't participate in the challenges. They're just in the house. This is a really good idea, MTV. Hire me to produce the next season. I guarantee you it'll be good. I really liked also when Big T got back inside. I think she was talking to Gabby, and she complained about CT giving her an unwarranted Coach Carter-esque speech. That's such a great...
The Coach Carter poll made this a much funnier line.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that movie in 10 years. Yeah, if she had said, like, Rocky or something like that, it wouldn't have hit the same as saying Coach Carter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It'd be like if she was, like, this gridiron gang-ass speech.
Yeah. Oh, gridiron gang. Whatever happened to that movie? Leroy has a moment with Casey where they're just both like, "Hey, we're a good team." And then that's the entire scene.
Yeah.
It's a good team. Honestly, I'm never upset when they do well.
They're a very low drama team. Like, even in the, like, internecine, like, I don't know, like, Big Brother Alliance versus Devin stuff, like, Casey was never at the center of that, like, cause you can't really rile her up with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that seemed like more Josh's thing, Josh and Devin's thing. Well,
and Fessy a little bit. Well, yeah, like, but... I think Devin is only really able to rile up. I mean, like, he's not trying to rile up Casey because he knows that would be a waste of his time and it's not fun.
Yeah, because she just doesn't care.
Yeah, like, there's no reason to involve her in that one. He's doing it because he knows that he can get a rise out of Josh.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Man, we'll always have... Do you think that they're going to do another rival season? Because, like, they have to do a Devin and Josh rivals.
I know, thing, they right? need to find some way to get them together. I hope so. Rivals is such a great concept for a season, but they've already done three of them. And then they also did Vendettas, which was kind of a rival season, and that season kind of fell flat. I would love to see a Rivals 4, but...
I really enjoyed when they were both, you know, post being eliminated, sitting there, and Devin just went, "You know, Josh, we've got a lot more in common than I thought." And Josh just goes, "Fuck off, Devin." And when they're leaving, he just goes, "Can I hit him now?"
That was good. I was listening to the podcast that MTV producers... where they have people from the challenge on. It's not a challenge-based podcast, though. It's just a hangout podcast with people from the challenge. This is, again, the only The Challenge podcast.
Yeah.
But Josh was saying, they're like, really got to know each other on the plane ride back, and they actually like each other now.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it was never actually personal. It was just Devin, like, screwing around.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you know they're going to, like, pull that back up.
There's some of that baked into all of this, you know? I mean, yeah. Like, you do have, it's reality TV, so there's going to be, you know...
Yeah.
People are playing a character. There's producers that are interfering. I do kind of wonder if maybe the producers told CT to do this.
To take out Josh?
No, to like, really, they're like, we want you to do, like, a heel turn.
Oh, why would they do that?
It's good television, buddy.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not enough conflict on this season.
Sure, fine. Whatever. Anyway, it's time for the Music Minute. Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go. This week's music, we first had Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House. Pretty good song. We like that song, right?
Yeah, not one I would have thought of. Both of these songs are ones I probably wouldn't have thought of, but I thought were great choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one good. The next one, great.
Yes, I'm glad you think that. I agree. The next one is Cruel Summer by Bananarama. Which
Cruel Summer is a fucking jam.
Great song. Also, one of the best band names of all time.
Bananarama? Yeah, and also you get to see Bananarama. Yeah.
Radiohead? Who gives a shit?
Bananarama is like the platonic ideal of a one-hit wonder band name.
Yeah. This first was released in June of 1983 in the UK, but it then gained international acclaim when it was a part of the 1984 film Karate Kid. What do you think of the 1984 Karate Kid, Thomas?
What do I think of the 1984 Karate Kid?
Yes.
It's a great movie. It's classic.
If I were to say one thing about it, honestly, about the Karate Kid, I would say it's quite Orwellian.
Yeah, definitely. All those guys in skeleton costumes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Of course. The lead singer, Sarah Dolan, said that the song looked at the oppressive heat and the misery of wanting to be with somebody as the summer ticked by. As a known hater of the summer, do you appreciate that sentiment, Thomas?
Absolutely, I do.
You hate summer. It's your least favorite holiday, right? And yeah, summer is a holiday.
There are parts of summer that I like, but I feel like the bulk of summer is just, like, too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
You know the parts of summer that I like?
What's that?
June, July, and August. Yeah, baby. I love summer.
Shut the fuck up.
VH1 ranked this as the 44th best song of the 80s. Agree, disagree, higher, lower, where do you put it? Of all the songs of the 80s, top 50, you think?
I would put it a little lower. I think I can think of 50 songs that are... We'll put it at 51.
last note on this song. It is considered post-disco, dance pop, and also new wave. So, all this talk about new wave, we actually were right the whole time.
It's true.
This episode was backwards. We had the elimination first and the challenge last. It should be the other way around. I didn't appreciate that, but they don't do anything for the day, and then it's time for the night challenge. It's always nice when they have a night challenge. It's always fun. So TJ tells them they'll all be handcuffed to their partners in this warehouse where they will endure torture? That seems like a lot. Probably not real torture, right? Right?
Yeah, I think they're just going to make them eat gross stuff, I think. I think that's what good. It's going
to
be.
I do love to see them do gross stuff.
They're going to have to stay awake for a long time, and they're going to have to eat yucky stuff. I feel like that's what they always do with these.
Yeah. I feel like I'm very excited to see this challenge. It's going
to
be...
Big T could not have picked a better time to be a rogue agent.
Right?
She doesn't have to do it.
I really wish... Yeah, and then TJ tells Nam that he has been medically disqualified, so Big T is a rogue agent. I feel like they would have done really well on this challenge, though.
Probably.
Big T is a really good communicator. And Nam is strong and can do anything, basically. Man, they'll bring Nam back, I think.
Yeah, Nam will, if this isn't something serious and he's, like, physically going to be able to do it, then, like, yeah, I think he'll absolutely, if he wants to come back, they'll bring him back. He's great.
Yeah.
What's not to like about him?
Everybody on the cast likes him. I think everybody on the crew likes
everybody
him.
Loves everybody loves him. That's why everybody was extremely concerned about him.
Yeah. All right. Let's do these points, Thomas. You may recall last week you had 29 points to my 17 points.
Yep.
I got a point for Amber and Darrell not trading partners because I said that there would be no trade. So I now have 18 points. You have gotten a point for Cam and Leroy surviving, to one for each of them. Voted in was Josh and Nani, so you got that right. Josh went home, so you got that right. Somebody took Cam, so you got that right. So you now have 35 points.
The only way I could have done better is if I had gotten one of the songs right. Ran the fucking table, baby. I just had to put you away. You thought maybe you could get back into this game, and you were wrong.
Okay, well, tell me who's winning the next mission, Thomas.
Man, I gotta. Okay, so you have 18 points, right?
I have 18 points. You have 35 points.
I'm so close to lap. I'm so close to lapping you.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. I am well aware of where you're at. Tell me who's winning the next mission.
Oh, who's gonna eat the most gross stuff? I'm gonna say Leroy and Casey.
Ooh, love to see that. I am going to go with Nani and Kyle. I think it's finally Nani's time. You know,
okay.
We've been building up Nani all these last 10 years. It's time for her to go get her skull. Who's getting voted in by the house?
By the house, I'll say Corey and Gabby.
Yeah, that's smart. I'm going to also say Corey and Gabby, I guess. I mean, who else is there? Big T can't get a skull.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe Gabby won't get voted in because she doesn't have a skull, so it'll probably be somebody who has a skull. So I'm going to say Amber B and Darrell get voted in again. I think that's probably somebody you might actually want to face.
Okay. Who's going home?
I'll say Amber B.
Okay. I'm going to say Gabby. Who is getting traded? Or who will be the agent chosen, rather?
If Casey wins, I think she's staying put. So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So nobody
gets traded. Okay. If Nani wins, I think she's taking Fessy. What music will be played this week on the challenge?
Jake, I think that it is going to be the song. I'm just going to double check this title to make sure that I've got it right. Get Into the Groove, or sorry, it's just Into the Groove by Madonna.
Into the Groove by Madonna. Awesome. I'm going to say, I think I may have already said this, but I'm going to say it again, Girls on Film by Duran Duran. I may have picked a different Duran Duran song, actually. Either way.
Do they already play a Duran Duran song?
I don't think so. You know what? I have the playlist open right now. I can just check.
Part of me thought they played, like, The Reflex.
Duran. No Duran Duran yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But maybe this week. Maybe this week they will. We'll see. See if you lap me or if I come back and win the whole thing. This is the real challenge. This is what people are actually tuning into. They want to see if I can make up the difference.
They want to know if Jake has what it takes
in these last 3 or 4 episodes. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Thomas, where can people follow you?
You can follow me at TomNotTom. I'm on Twitter. I'm posting pics of me in Snapchat filters. You want to see me with a straw hat and a fucking cowboy hat and a piece of straw in my mouth? I'm posting that. You want to see me with dumb tattoos on my face? I'm posting that. What'll I post next? Who knows? Stay tuned to find out.
Great. You can follow the show at DYWSLN. You can also follow us on Instagram at The Only Survivor Podcast. Great stuff there. We're always posting really good stuff on that Instagram, so y'all follow that. You can review us on Apple Podcasts. Thomas, what is that boilerplate review?
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all of the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
All right, only a few more episodes.
You can say if you want to say that we're handsome. I'm not going to put it in there, but you can.
You don't have to say we're handsome. It's not part of the boilerplate review. But if you want to mention it in the review, or you want to tweet at us at DYWSLN, or even on Instagram, DMs are probably open.
If I ever post a picture of me with a Snapchat filter on it, you're welcome to.
Handsome.
Ooh, so handsome. Ooh, you're allowed to say so like, wow. Wow, so handsome.
Yeah, and also you can do that on my Twitter and Instagram also. They were my name and also a pun on my name. So you can figure that out for yourself. Ooh, so handsome. Love hearing that. So get at us on the internet. That's all we're saying here. Otherwise... I mean, you know.
Yeah, otherwise, we are also saying.
We've been saying it for a whole year now. Have a great quarantine.
Deuces.
I lay awake at night, false lover, just so trouble. It's hard to keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. If you try, yeah, some of this generation is millionaires.
Just want a freaking $1 million, y'all.
It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear.
I gotta get that fucking vaccine.
Yeah, right? Soon.
Your love got me walking, baby, when I have no place to go. Bad luck and trouble's taking me. I have no money to show. Hey, 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 yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Yeah, some of this generation is millionaires.
I'm gonna go ahead and take the money and run to
you.
Their press release was like, when are you gonna get the vaccine by? And then they were like, it's gonna be May.
You think you found a new love, remember, baby, the once loved too. And turn things around up, baby, just like me and you. Hey, hey, to make it, you got to try. Baby, there's no lie.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
All right, then.
Okay, here we go. And this time I mean it.
Okay, here we go.
All right, are you hearing me?
Oh, hold on a sec. Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Hooray! We did it!